Isaiah 35, verses 1 through 2. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, who calls us to rejoice in God's goodness. For Jesus taught us to remain in the love, and that his joy might be in us, and that our joy might be complete. Please join us in the congregation's prayer response. Almighty Father, thank you for the gift of joy, which enters in our hearts from the gift of your love. May your Holy Spirit to know better your Son, Jesus Christ, and share his joy with others. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please stand and join us in our first song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Oh,
you to sing songs. That's what this service is about. But we want to encourage you, if you know the songs, please sing along. This is a worship experience for you as well as us. This next one is a newer one by Hillsong Worship. It's called Born as a King.
Birth and go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere.
Now please bow our heads. Lord, please open our hearts tonight. Open our hearts to the music and the songs that we're going to sing, Lord. Allow us during this Christmas season to feel your joy and your peace, a peace that is unlike all others, Lord, a peace that is not satisfied by the gifts that we receive, Lord. Don't let us be clouded by the judgment of the commercialism that this holiday has become, Lord, but let us realize that you are the reason for this season. I pray that we go out and we have your peace and your joy. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've given us. Let us be grateful for the things that we have, whether we've been blessed with a lot or we just have a few spare coins to spare, Lord. Thank you so much for your blessings and for your Son. And allow us to pray as you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So as the lights come up, wow, Randy, that was great. I didn't have to ask. Now, ushers come forward. We're going to go into a time of offering as we go on. I sort of pray over this offering. Pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all of the gifts that you have bestowed on us. And we know that this time of year, we're spread very, very thin with our finances and our time, and sometimes our patience, Lord. So we ask that you bless whatever we can give you today, and we just ask that it furthers your kingdom and your will. We ask this in your name.
Still say. Luke 2:16-19. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Just go seamlessly through this, but no, I want to say something about this next one. This is a really pretty song. I didn't really know it until recently, and Diane Wright, our youth director, said that I should sing it here, and I listened to it, and it almost made me emotional. It's called Joseph's Lullaby. It's by Mercy Me, and it's a lullaby that Joseph is singing to this newborn child that he knows is the savior that we all need. And he's going to save the world and everybody in it, but he just wants him to be his child for a moment, and it's a really sweet song. So this is Joseph's Lullaby. We'll have the lyrics on the screen so you can follow along or sing along if you know it.
Go to sleep, my son, this manger for your bed. You have a long road before you, rest your little head. Can you feel your glory? Do you understand the price? Or does the Father guard your heart for now so you can sleep tonight? Go to sleep, my son. Go. This world can wait for just one moment. Go and sleep in peace. I believe the glory of heaven is lying in my arms tonight. But Lord, I that he, for just this moment, simply be my child. Go to sleep, my son. Baby, close your eyes. Soon enough, you'll save the day. But for now, dear child of Jesus, sleep time.
As the singers come back and join me up here, we have two more for you this morning. This next one it came from Pastor Mary, so she's actually... She's given me like three songs over the last couple months to listen to, and she's three for three, y'all. I like the songs. This one, I listened to it in her office during our worship meeting that we have on Mondays, and I'm going to seem like a sink. This made me emotional too, but we'll pick it up at the end, I promise. But this is, y'all know the Hallelujah song by Leonard Cohen, right? This is the Christmas version of that song. So I'm sure you're all familiar with it. So they will sing with me when I sing, Hallelujah. And you're welcome to sing that too. We put the words on the screen because this tells the Christmas story in this great classic song. So this is a Hallelujah Christmas.
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just wanna sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah.
It goes like this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
was just as the angel said. You'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus Christ.
These are tears of joy. Just when I thought we couldn't be any happier at the birth of our grandson, this incredible band under this incredible leader gives us even more joy today. Thanks be to God. May we go forward in the steps of joy. Amen.